It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
Protests in Denver over the death of George Floyd continued Sunday. Several hundred people gathered outside the state capitol. Yvonne Mena, a Denverite originally from Kenya, said her 20-year-old brother was followed in his car last week by four white men. It took half an hour to lose them.
It's unfortunately not something new to him, experiencing that kind of fear and having to navigate from a place of, you know, worrying if he'll be able to go home.
Mena says she came to Sunday's rally to give her brother hope that things can change. Colorado's lead federal prosecutor says violent agitators who have hijacked the powerful message of protest could be charged with federal crimes. The U.S. Attorney General has authorized prosecutors, including Colorado U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn, to bring federal charges against people who are arrested for looting, inciting riots, or starting fires. Organizations that give scholarships to Denver high school graduates have gotten an infusion of cash from a new city sales tax. Stephen Kurtz chairs the Prosperity Denver Fund. He says only half of DPS graduates go on to post-secondary degrees. Even fewer finish college.
Our vision is to really start looking at all these kids that are never going past high school and getting them into something that's important for them, whether it's a trade school or a two-year college or a four-year college.
The tax passed in 2018. So far, it's raised nearly $12 million and has helped more than 1,800 students. A temporary ban on evictions and foreclosures is extended. Governor Polis added about 2 weeks to the ban that was set to expire last Friday. The protections apply to renters and business owners who can show the pandemic has made it difficult to pay rent and bills. The executive order also limits the disconnecting of public utilities. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.